secret WikiLeaks invitation places John Podesta, David Brock, and James Alafontis together at the Rothschild home, Pizzagate. This was sent to me, and I got to tell you, it's pretty convincing. It goes as deep as the Rothschilds, folks. There was a reason behind the hush-hush behind it all. But you got to love, we got to love the citizens who just kept investigating. Because there's so much to it, and it's so big. And you just got to wonder, is what Donald Trump is doing, of course, with the human trafficking agenda, how he's saying we're going to have to go after this really hard. Is there a subliminal message in that, that we might actually see some people get arrested for Pizzagate? Now, we'll read the evidence here in just a second. I'll pull it up in just a second. This is the email, and it was on WikiLeaks, of course. I really appreciate the call earlier and all of your advice. Attached, please find an invite to both book parties in New York next week and Sarah Jacobs' resume. Whatever you could do to help would be greatly appreciated. See you next week. And there's the invitation. This is one of the invitations here. And, of course, this it was sent. Let me show you the actual email. This was sent from Mary Pat Bonner to John Podesta, which includes both of the attachments, as he was saying, or as this person was saying, I don't know if it's a he or she, in the forum post. One of them has the Lynn Forrester de Rothschild address of where this book signing is going to be. A reception, excuse me. Reception and book signing. This puts them all in the same room, potentially. This is pretty good. Downloading the attachment will reveal a reception at Tijuana Picnic, an upscale Mexican bar in the Upper East Side. But download the source code of the email. You will now notice that there are two invitations. The second one being at the home of Lynn Forrester de Rothschild. The invitation is not actually available in the email, meaning that it can't be seen by public eyes, and was likely meant to be hidden from Podesta's staffers. It really puts Lynn Forrester de Rothschild's recent tweet in a new light. I don't exactly know what she tweeted. Alafontis was actually in the New York City area at around the same time, at a gay art retreat on Fire Island, known as Fire Island Pines. Let me show you that image real quick. This is Jimmy Comet, Fire Island Pines. 75 weeks ago, I don't know exactly when that was. But anyways, let me go back to this. While it doesn't prove Alafontis was there, it would make sense that he would at least show support for his boyfriend as he releases his new book. But it gets weirder. Tijuana Picnic has hosted parties with familiar faces mentioned in the pizza investigation, including Wallace, Dan Niedek, who hosted the first reception, is on the board of directors of the Child Mind Institute and MOMA. You can connect the dots if you like. Also pictured is Lucali pizza owner Mark Iacono, whose pizza place became extra popular after Jay-Z called it his favorite in Brooklyn. Now this is rather interesting, because we see the connections between pizza parlors, not pizza parlors, but pizza places, and some very powerful individuals, and of course, Pizzagate. I want to know what you guys think about this. This is very, very interesting because it places them potentially all in the same room. And that room happens to be at the house of one of the Rothschilds. Boy, that says a lot. Let me know what you think. I want to thank you all for watching and listening. God bless and carry on. Thank you.